Hey church, good evening. We're coming to you live here from our upper room at the Anderson Mansion. And we just want to share another prayer session with you here. As we begin tonight, I think it's real important to give thanks for all the progress that we've made as a country so far. It feels like there's a much more upbeat spirit in the daily updates that I'm seeing in the news. It seems like the president is hopeful that we may be able to get back on track by Easter, and that would be sure exciting, especially for us as a church. So we're praying toward that end, but I also just want to give thanks to the Lord for all the progress economically. You know, the news came out today that the two parties were able to agree on a stimulus package for the economy. So hopefully that's going to be a good thing for everybody. But let's just start by giving thanks and singing the bridge to this song, Jesus, I Come. It says, I will rise, stand redeemed, heaven open over me. To your name eternally, endless glory I will bring. Let's sing it together.
God has asked me to kind of lead the prayer session tonight, so I do that with great honor. I've broken it down into a handful of focus points for us to pray about and to join together on. And the first one I want us to pray for and lift up is our president, our vice president, and the staff. We want to pray safety for them and for, most importantly, wisdom. You know, we can all have great ideas, and we can, the president and his staff can be drawn on the natural knowledge that they have, but it's so important to draw on that divine wisdom. He knows all things. The scriptures say that in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and it's so far beyond what we can naturally come up with on our own. I want to read a scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So let's just take a couple of minutes. However the Lord leads you, whatever He puts on your heart, let's lift that up to the Lord right now, our president and his staff.
Thank you.
Okay, so for the next prayer point, you know, do we just want to stand against this virus? We have authority in the name of Jesus. And what the Lord put on my heart is that we, as the body of Christ, make declarations over this situation that we find ourselves in. And the scripture that I want to share is in Romans 16, verse 20. It says, "The God of peace will soon crush Satan under our feet." We know that God did not bring this virus, but it's an assignment of the enemy against against the world, really. And so we just want to stand against this. So for the next couple of minutes, let's make declarations as we stand against this virus in the name of Jesus. That we want to lift up is just the national and the local economies. You know, the United States of America, we're such a light in the world, and it means so many jobs, it impacts so many people, and as well as our local economy. So we want to lift all of those things up right now during this next segment. The scripture that I want to read is in Numbers chapter 6, starting in verse 24. It says, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall invoke or put my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them." So as we move forward, we want to lift up the emotional impact of the current situation that we find ourselves in. We just know that many people are being, they're struggling with fear and anxiety and depression, and we know that that's not what God has provided. And so we want to just stand against that and pray for those around us that are struggling with that, that the peace that passes all understanding would guard hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You know, peace is our portion when we're in Christ, and we want to pray for that for those people that are around us. I want to read a scripture in Philippians 4, verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men, for the Lord is near. He's not far away. Be anxious for nothing or mentally distressed." So we're not supposed to be mentally distressed about anything. "But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And then in verse 8 it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, good repute, a report, if there is any excellent, and if anything worthy of praise is there, dwell on these things." Let's pray. So in this next segment, we want to pray for kingdom advancement. You know, the kingdom of God, as it moves forward, what happens? His glory is revealed. People come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Healings manifest. Needs are met of every kind. Relationships are mended. And so during this time, when everything just seems to be different in our lives right now, we want to pray for kingdom advancement. And the scripture that I want to read is in Genesis chapter 50 in verse 20. It says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. So therefore, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." Let's pray. Thank you. So for our final prayer point tonight, I just want to ask that all of us join together, pray as the Lord leads you over Believers Fellowship. You know, we need direction in so many areas for outreaches. We need prayer over the congregation members. You know, God knows where everyone's at and what they need. And so I just ask that you pray in the Spirit and allow Him to lead you as we lift up the Church of Believers Fellowship. And the scripture I want to read is Proverbs 4:18. It says, "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day." Let's pray.